mind one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Change Your Minds Online Mindset Series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing well, Akina. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I am good. I'm ready to talk about our lovely topic for today. What keeps you moving? And, you know, a lot of times this is a very important topic because a lot of times even if we love something, we can get burnt out. We can get stressed. We can get overwhelmed. But what makes us keep going? Because we know that this needs to be done. Now, when I'm going through my overwhelm or my stress or my burnout, I have to go back to my why. Why did I start this in the first place? Where did I get that passion from the beginning to make me start this project? What is the reason why I decided that I wanted to take on this endeavor? And true enough, we may decide one day that, you know, this may not be the role we want to take, or this may not be the project we want to go into. But most of the time, it is just the overwhelm and the, you know, the stress. So say their children are their why. Some people say it's because their family is their why. Some people say getting into their purpose is their why. Most of the things that I do is because of my purpose. I know that for only a short time will I have to do sacrificing for me to be able to live in the purpose that I was ordained to live in. And even though that, whether it be a class, whether it be a seminar, whether it be a speaking engagement, whatever it may be, I have to realize that this thing is going to get me closer to the why, which is the purpose. And I have to figure out how to shake off the overwhelm, to shake off the stress, how to get back into that frame of mind where I used to love everything that I was doing. And, you know, I mean, it works that way for me. How does that work for you? I know that you do a lot of running and things like that, Jessica. So I know sometimes you may get fatigued. You may get stressed out. You may get like, oh, my goodness, this train is never going to end. You know, how do you fight your overwhelm?
It's a good question, Akina. I think, you know, being overwhelmed is something that every entrepreneur faces at some point or another. And, you know, a lot of times what we find is that the more that we do, the more we take on, the more difficult it gets. And change is really difficult. And a lot of times when we're taking something on, we're growing. And like you said, we're taking on all these pressures. And it becomes challenging. You know, I was talking to someone earlier today, and this person's very successful, making seven-figure income in network marketing. And they had said, you know, it's so easy to try and take the easy way out, right? It's easy to get a job and work from 9 to 5 and live in, you know, middle class and just have everything be average. It's so easy to be average. When you want to be extraordinary, oftentimes there are a lot of pressures and there is a lot of overwhelm, and it can be difficult. So for me, there's a few things that I think are really, really important. The first thing about it is that you really have your priorities straight and you're living a life of balance. You know, a lot of people see me and they say, okay, but you're doing so much. And yes, I do a lot, and I am very accomplished. I own 3 businesses, and I compete in ultra marathons, and I do yoga, and I do all these different things, and I have published books out, and I've been on TV, and everyone says, well, how are you doing it all? The truth is that I can really have all those things because I have non-negotiable things that happen every day. And I put them first, and I ultimately put my health and myself first. So for me, kind of my non-negotiables are no matter what, I work out every day. You know, no matter what, I take my supplements every day. No matter what, I take time for prayer and meditation every day. And no matter what, I get enough sleep every single night. You know, you will not find me on the computer till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning trying to reach a deadline and then waking up at 5 and starting over again. I did that in the past. I did it when I was younger, and it didn't work. It didn't serve me. Ultimately, my performance wasn't good, and I wound up having burnout. I wound up going into adrenal fatigue, and my body was shutting down. I had a flare-up of the medical issues that I personally had. So, you know, it's not good for you, and ultimately, it isn't good for the world. You know, a lot of people, they try to be the best in the world. They want to be the best network marketer, the best athlete. They want to be the best mom, the best, you know, in their company. They want to be the person making the most money. They want to have the best seller on Amazon. They want to do all these different things, but they forget that really for what we're doing, the purpose for choosing to take more difficult road, that harder road, that life of contribution, doing above and beyond that 9 to 5 instead of just dedicating, you know, 40 hours a week, dedicating your life and making the world a better place, is that the goal is not to be the best in the world. The goal is to be the best for the world. And if you are not taking care of yourself, and if you're not taking care of your health, of your body, of your mind, if you're not living that balance, if you aren't scheduling in the time for you, you cannot possibly be the best for the world. Does that make sense, Akina?
Yes, Jessica, it makes perfect sense. You know, we have to realize as individuals that our body can only take so much. Our mind can only take so much. And we have to make time for it to rejuvenate, because if we don't, then we're going to head straight for burnout. We deserve that same care, time, and attention that we put on to these projects. And your body has a way of telling you that it's time for us to get that rest. And, I mean, I have had times where I have just completely crashed, you know, and I know that feeling. And sometimes it'll happen, and you may have that huge report due, or you may have that grand event, but your body will tell you, we're done. But we should never get to that point, because we should be doing the self-care that our body deserves. So how do we schedule in that self-care? How do we schedule in that time in addition to all the things that we have going? I mean, I have now taken on a schedule. You know, that is so important to me. I'm so used to balancing everything in my head. And I realize that, you know, as I get older and as my plate gets more full, I have to realize that I am more than a one-woman show. You know, there are tools out there, productive and the most successful that I could be. So start using that schedule. I had to really learn that. I had to realize that the schedule is not the enemy. It is the friend. It lets you know exactly what your week looks like, your month looks like, sometimes your year. And it is a great thing to be able to know what you have going on, because you can say, all right, during this time, I need to schedule more self-care here. During this time, I need to schedule more running here or exercise here or what have you. Make sure that your life is balanced. That is the point. We have to realize that, yes, the struggle is real, but we have to know that it's time for us to be balanced, because we want to be well-rounded individuals. And being well-rounded is going to make us productive. It's going to make us successful. Also, what's wrong with getting some help, some resources? You know, a lot of people have been talking about the virtual assistant. That is that person that will do your blog post for you, your social media posts, your letters, send call people, call leads for you. Whatever you need them to do, whatever their specialty is, you can find you a virtual assistant who can take some of that burden off of your plate, all the administrative tasks. That can really also be helpful to help you keep going. You will be amazed how much better you will feel when you have all of those things off your plate. And then, of course, you have, you know, just the regular order thing. Are you putting the most important thing in priority? You know, are the things that should be done things that we are not making the biggest priority. If you get the high priority stuff out the way, those things is going to take the most time out of the way, then you can get all the rest of those things done and you will be able to breathe a sigh of relief. You know, those are just some of the things that I do when I need to keep going. And it's definitely been helpful. What are some of the things that you do, Jessica, when you are thinking about keeping that balance?
Yeah, for me, I think that it's, and I don't lose that balance because I always do schedule those things in. And if something has to give or go, it is the work. It is the responsibilities. It's the business that actually goes for me. I mean, ultimately, I no longer sacrifice my health. I no longer sacrifice my spiritual time, my meditation time. So it's not so much for my personal lifestyle where it's getting that balance. It's more, and of course, right, there are going to be things that come up. We're not saying that for there's not going to be days where you're, you know, putting in a little bit more effort and a little bit more tired and pushing through, right? That's part of being an entrepreneur. But I think for me, what it really comes down to is really just being clear on why you're doing what you're doing. You know, for me, as someone who, really has taken on a big role and said, okay, I want to do a lot and I don't want to just have that 9-to-5 job, right? I want to really make that difference. When you get clear about why you're doing what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier to continue because ultimately everything's a trade-off. Every time you're saying yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So every time, you know, you decide that you're going to stay home and work on a book or you're going to put a social media post out there, that's time you're not doing something else. That's time you're not running. It's time if you have kids, you're not playing with your kids. It's time if you have pets, you're not playing with your pets. You know, that's time that you're not just relaxing. You could be sitting home and having a glass of wine, right? So everything is a trade-off. We only have so much time, and how we use that time is really a choice. And we can either use that choice to bring us closer to a goal that we have or not. And ultimately, every time that we choose, okay, I want to use my time to bring me closer to that goal, what it really comes down to is, well, why am I really doing it? Because there's going to be times when it's fun, and there's going to be times when it's not so much fun, right? And that has it to any business. No matter what business you're in, you're going to find times where it's really, really fun to be a business owner, and there's a lot of really cool parts about it, right? You're doing a book launch, the book launch is really fun, but there's going to be nights where it's not so much fun. You don't feel like going home and writing, but, you know, you have to get the draft to someone, or you know that a date has been agreed upon. So even if you don't feel like it, and even if you're tired, even if you have to say no to something else, you have to do it anyway. It's just a responsibility, right? So there's going to be times when it's not so fun. But when you're clear on what your vision and what your purpose is, you find it easier to make the choices to be productive and to stay in doing those that work, what's going to bring you closer to your purpose because you're really clear-cut in what you're doing. So for me, you know, finding a vision and a mission for your life and getting clear of it, but also not just having it be this maybe kind of back of your head thing. And a lot of times you ask people, like, well, what's my purpose? And they'll give you this immediate purpose. You know, for me, I have an immediate purpose right now in my business for creating additional income. And I'm putting in additional hours to one of my businesses where I am paid by the hour still. And I'm putting extra hours because I require an immediate increase in income to pay for what I want to do, which for me is to run 30 marathons on my 30th birthday. And I've talked a lot about that, right? But, and that's a part, right? That's an immediate goal. That's something that, right, it ends May 21st. It's something that's a short-term vision. But ultimately, right, that's not my purpose. That may be why I'm doing something, but it's not really my purpose. My purpose, and I write this out every day, is that everyone is inspired and empowered to create the life of their dreams by finding and living into their purpose. Well, I get included in that. I'm one of the people who gets to live and create the life of their dreams. But I'm really clear on what that purpose is. I write it out every single morning and every single night. It's literally the first and last thing I do when I wake up is write my purpose out. And there are times when I carry around a notebook with me all day, every day. I carry this notebook, and it has my set of intentions of what I'm going to be doing for the day. And that intention list, anytime I have an extra 5 minutes in my day, an extra 10 minutes, I go see a client during the day. I drive around a lot. Sometimes I'll get there 10 minutes early or 5 minutes early. I pull that notebook out and I look at what my intentions are for the day. Well, it would be really easy to just relax when, you know, I'm putting in long hours. It'd be easy and fun to just say, okay, I can kick my feet back, and it'd be easy to put music on. It'd be easy to pick up the phone and just call a friend and you know, gossip about, I don't even know what, right, the craziness going on with the elections and the latest things they've come up with to debate about, which is, I'm not a political person, but, you know, I it's easy to get to call and do that, to call and tell friends about dates I've been on, right? It's easy to pick that up, that phone, and just use that time for that. But ultimately, if you're clear on what your purpose is, for me, okay, I'm like, okay, I got my notebook out, and my purpose is everyone's inspired, empowered. Okay, well, that's more important, right? It's bigger than just me. It goes beyond me. I get included in it, but it's bigger than just me. And then I say, okay, well what was I going to do? How was I going to actually make that happen? And I'll read it. I'll read for today what I wrote. So I said, you know, today is terrific Tuesday, March 15th. I'm a loving, joyful, and abundant leader. That's how I'm committed to showing up in this world. I wrote down 10 things I'm grateful for. And then I put my vision for the world is, and again, everyone is empowered and inspired to create the life of their dreams by finding and living into their purpose. And I put, I am easily manifesting that into the world today by, and I put down the things that I want to do today, my intentions, what I plan to get done. And those are things like, you know, go to the post office and mail things out. That's something I had to do, send out invoices. You know, doing a homework for a course I'm taking and personal development course I'm taking. One of my goals is to improve my finances. So I'm taking a class to help me increase my financial intelligence. So there's all these different things that I'm doing. But ultimately, every single one of them goes back to what that purpose is. And I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we're running around with our, like chickens with their head cut off. You know, we wind up having this shiny mirror syndrome, and we're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And we listen to all this crap on social media, and everyone is telling us something else to do, and we're following this person and that person. And we're like a ping pong ball in this machine moving around with absolutely no, you know, clarity, no reason for what we're doing, and we don't know why we're doing it, we're just doing it, and we're doing 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 so much, but the things we're doing are really not productive and are actually not taking us closer to our goals. And right, even just saying this, it's getting overwhelming, and so I'm like, I'm running on, I'm getting anxiety. We wind up just doing so much, but none of it's really important, and none of it really makes a big difference. So getting really clear in what your vision is and being intentional about what you're scheduling in will free up that time, and it will be less overwhelming, because you're going to find that if you're running a network marketing business, that scrolling through social media and liking a bunch of posts and watching cat videos, right, probably not. That's probably not business time. But you can sit there and say, like, woe is me, and I've spent 4 hours on social media today growing my business. No, you spent 4 hours today looking at videos of cats. Like, that's the bottom line. And then you're feeling overwhelmed, and you're feeling, okay, I've done so much, but you really haven't done much, or you haven't really done anything. So instead of using that time to look at cat videos, get clear on what your purpose is, schedule things to know what your purpose is and know what you're going to do in the beginning of the day. And then don't do a bunch of crap that's not on that list. If you have extra time in your day, go to that list. And then and when that list is done, you have that extra 5-10 minutes, you can do something good for yourself, like meditate, listen to a podcast. I'm a Christian. I read my Bible. You know, you do all these different things. And maybe it is calling a friend and having a conversation that, and I don't, you know, I said gossip earlier, and I don't recommend gossiping, but maybe just calling a friend and saying, hey, I love you. Like, how's your life going today? I'm thinking about you. You know, you get more of those moments where you can do that. And I think that's really, really a big part of being an entrepreneur and really having that success and preventing that burnout from happening. So you don't find yourself in that situation. I'm a behavior analyst by trade, by profession, that I have a degree in behavior analysis. And we always say that to some degree, whenever a behavior occurs, that it's being reinforced, meaning it's more likely to continue happening. And it's the same thing. When we get to that place of overwhelm, you know, we're going to continue getting to that place. It's that muscle memory. Our body continues to go there. But when we're proactive, and instead of trying to figure out what to do when we're in breakdown, we figure out what we can do to avoid getting into breakdown in the first place, it's overall going to be a lot more fun for us. It's going to be a better experience, and it's just better for our bodies, and we're going to be more successful that way. So, Keen, I know that, I don't know if that really answers your question, but that's for me the way that I choose to make sure I don't wind up in burnout.
Oh, yes, it definitely answers my question. And you gave the audience so many nuggets with that. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, I'm just sitting up here scrolling through. You know, some people have different views of the social media. You really broke it down, you know. If it's not productive, you know, don't do it. You know, that's one way to get rid of the overwhelm. If it's not serving your purpose, don't do it. If it's not taking you to the next level, don't do it. And that right there makes perfect sense. I mean, a lot of times we may see opportunities, we may see things that we think is going to take us to the next level, and then when we're done with it, we're still in the same spot. You know, if you cannot see some type of recourse, you know, some type of benefit, then don't do it, because at the end of the day, you need to really, really free up that time for productive things, for things that's going to take you to your next level, for things that's going to get you to your purpose, to things that's going to get you to your greater. And that is what we are trying to do, you know. And, you know, now you do need to have the free time. That's where the balance comes in. And that's when you do those things that may not be productive. You do it in your free time. But definitely, definitely, if you're trying to move towards your greater, make sure that the time that you're using is built on priorities that's going to reach us to our greater. You know, I'm so excited, Jessica, that we were able to tell our audience tonight about this overwhelm problem. Because a lot of people have it, and a lot of people don't even know that it's happening to them until they hit the brink. So, I mean, I want to talk about some warning signs that I know I have, and maybe you have some of these too, and you can definitely let me know. You know, when I start getting tired all the time, I usually am an upbeat type of person, but when I'm always saying I'm so exhausted, that's a warning sign to me that I'm getting ready to hit overwhelmed, and I need to check my schedule. I need to check the things that I'm doing. You know, when I sit up there and the task that used to take 5 minutes take an hour, that's when it's time for me to say, okay, I need to check this. I need to start looking at it in a different way. Because it's not looking the same as it used to. It's not looking as fresh as it used to. You know, also, when it's hard for me to rest, that is a sure sign, because, you know, you should be able to rest and sleep at the end of a productive day. But if you're having tossing and turning and things of that nature, something is off. Something is off. So that is another thing that's when you need to really evaluate your time and your schedule, seeing where the balance is off so that you can have that restful sleep. I don't know. That's some of the things that happen with me. What happens with you, Jess?
A lot of, like, what you're talking about, right, it's the signs of adrenal fatigue, and that does happen to me as well a lot of times. You know, you find as women especially, you're getting up in the middle of the night, you're tired all the time, you're gaining weight. A lot of that is signs that your adrenals are just on overload and your hormones are out of balance. So if you're experiencing that symptom, certainly it is a medical issue, and it's become a medical issue. So you do want to actually consult the doctor and get your hormones tested as well. But a lot of those signs, like, you know, that you're talking about, those are signs I experience, and really anyone who's experiencing adrenal fatigue will experience. So if you are experiencing that, you know, we do recommend that you do go back, schedule in it, and do that balancing, live that life of balance, set those intentions, get clear. But also you do want to see your doctor and make sure your hormones are in balance. A lot of times, especially as women, we push and push and push and push and push, and a lot of times we feel okay, so we keep pushing. And a lot of times that's really what winds up happening, is that it's okay, well, I feel good, I feel okay, so you keep pushing, and then, all right, well, I don't really need that 8 hours. I can go to 7 hours, and you're still feeling fine. And then it's all right, I can go to 6 hours, and you're feeling fine for a while. And then well, I don't need that extra half hour to meditate, and you take that away until really before you know it, you wind up just, you know, all of a sudden crashing. And a lot of times for women, it's not this slow process of, okay, I'm little by little by little getting more tired. It's just you go from 100 to zero and you're like, whoa, what happened? And that's when you realize, okay, my hormones are now out of balance. And if you get to that point, you do need to really do something about it. But again, it's really avoiding that and taking your care of yourself, even when you're feeling great, and making sure that those things I talked about in the beginning, the non-negotiables, making sure you're working out and meditating and you're praying and eating healthy, making sure you're doing that all of the time, not just because you don't feel well. And then you're going to prevent yourself from getting to that point, and you will continue to feel well. So, Kina, I know that we're almost at that point of 8:30 where we have to close our podcast for the evening. Is there anything you want to add before we do?
You know, I just want to thank you, Jessica, for a wonderful conversation as usual. You know, you brought out some wonderful nuggets. And, you know, if something that we said tonight resonated with you, you can definitely find this podcast and all of our others at changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
And my portion of the podcast the same way, and just let the audience know we love you. We're so grateful for you. Thank you for calling in, allowing us to be part of your journey. You know, make it a really, really great week. God bless you, and we'll be with you again on Thursday for Empowering Women series. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.